Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there. Totally free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to jump right back into your phone calls about what you want. And then Julia is going to tell us about prohibition and the state, the government people's defense of prohibition. We'll get into that here in a bit. Mark's shaking his head. I'm not sure why.
Take your hand off that live read.
Okay.
It's not time for the live read.
We're good. Anyway, we continue here. I thought you were... Anyway, moving on. Let's talk to Jess, listening in Idaho. Jess, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling about the recent story about the BART cop that had just been released on charges, or, I mean, at least sent back to duty on because he shot a man in the head.
Wait a minute. I don't think he's going back on duty.
No, he's been, as I understand it, and I've read one story on it, is that he has been released from his prison for his sentence.
It was a two-year sentence. It was a two-year sentence and
for involuntary manslaughter. I didn't mean to pull my gun out, hold it to the back of this man's head, and execute him on the floor of the subway in Los Angeles.
When, oops.
It was at San Francisco.
BART, yeah, the San Francisco Bay Area
BART.
Transit.
In fact, I intended to use my taser for this handcuffed guy.
Maybe that's where I misunderstood. I just saw a short little snippet on Adam Kokesh's Facebook that had stated that, you know, he's free to walk the streets. So
they let a murderer out after 11 months.
Okay.
Wow, what a deal.
You know, I do want to say I've had numerous arguments with people, you know, over the chat and stuff like that. I am a bounty hunter. I am, you know, libertarian oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But a person like myself, I have worn a duty belt. I do know where all my tools are. I do know that my gun goes on my right, my taser's on my left, my handcuffs are on my back, and everything else. I mean, I know where my pepper spray is. I know where my baton is. Just as a carpenter knows where his hammer is, knows where his tape is, knows where his nails are, everything else. So that excuse is, frankly, BS.
Isn't it a smart thing to... Now, I'm not saying that the cops would do something like this, but isn't it usually a smart thing to do if you are one who carries a gun for that sort of purpose, might use it as a portion of your job? Wouldn't it be wise to run through drills as far as drawing your weapon? I mean, I remember hearing people suggest that one stand in front of a mirror and practice drawing. Obviously, with no bullets in the chamber or anything like that, but just over and over, practice kind of this reflexive draw so you can be as good as you possibly can when the time comes. You don't have to think about what it is you're doing. It's just a reflexive action on your part.
Oh, of course, sir. And as I've said, I mean, I've been in this, well, I mean, I haven't said yet, I've been in this line of work for a number of years, and when I am facing a certain situation, I think about what tool I need, and I grab that tool, and I know exactly where to grab that tool.
Do you think that the handle of, like, for instance, the handle of the taser versus the handle of the firearm, wouldn't that also kind of be a heads up? Like, when you're grabbing at the taser, wouldn't it feel different? Isn't it molded differently?
It could be a heads up, but I mean, also added to that, they're different weights. The taser is actually a lot lighter than the handgun is.
Yeah. You know, I think that this is what I feel happens in this circumstance is that the jury gave them, you know, the sort of the reasonable doubt. The reasonable doubt that you believe that you would get if you went to court when, in fact,
exactly.
You don't. So I think that there's reasonable doubt in this case. But I think that a lot of people get sent to prison when juries just don't have reasonable doubt, when they would still otherwise have reasonable doubt. But they just assume because the cops, arrested you, you must be guilty. Cops get reasonable doubt. People don't.
You know, I've faced this thing in court before. I've actually gone in front of judges as a witness in somebody else's case and said, hey, you know, the cops, you know, they used excessive force, and I've used my job as kind of a reference, you know, like I'm a bounty hunter, and I was there, excessive force was used, and the judge basically said, well, I accept this bureaucrat's word over yours.
Wow.
That's all they do. I mean, that's what happened. I went to, you know, I went to court recently too, and basically he said, "Look, I've got an experienced cop sitting here in front of you. You said you did it."
Exactly.
You know, I showed collusion between the judicial and the executive. He didn't want to hear it. You know, overrode everything I had to say. He ran to the defense of the police officer, said that I couldn't ask him certain questions without him objecting or anything like that. This thing, I'm sorry, it's rigged.
Jess, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. So we're going to get to prohibition here in a moment, but I had a few more thoughts. We started the show out with an email from somebody, and he had another email that he had sent that I wanted to share a little bit from. The issue was how we handled a call last night from somebody who wanted to promote a local political campaign, and it's just not appropriate. It's not that I disagree with politics. I have no problem with people running for political office. As we talked about earlier, Julia ran for city council at my suggestion, as I recall. And I have run for, you know, political office myself. So I'm no stranger to this world. I've managed political campaigns, etc. It's just that as far as programming this radio show is concerned, we do an open phone show. And it really is an open phone show. I mean, anybody really can call about anything. But when we say it's Free Talk Live, it's a different way of saying, you know, it's a shorter, more simplistic way of saying this is a show where you can call and bring up whatever, you know, topic that you want. But the idea is it has to be a topic for conversation. And Free Conversation Live just doesn't have the same flair to it, doesn't have the same ring to it. So, you know, Free Talk Live is how we market the show. But it has to be conversational. It's not Free Announcement Live. It's not Free Plugs Live. It's Free Talk Live where you get to bring up anything you want, and then we talk about it. And there's not much that anybody cares about. And I don't care, certainly, about political campaigns from across the country. And I don't care about your political campaign here in New Hampshire because it's not relevant to my listener. I want to put myself in the shoes of the listener. I program this show as the show that I want to listen to. And I don't want to hear a show like that where people are calling in to plug their local political campaign. So Charles emailed in. He was a little concerned because he felt like this was kind of a shot at my fellow activists, because I'm an activist and a talk show host, and I can see why there's confusion around what Free Talk Live is. When you are of the liberty mindset, as many of our listeners are, some of our most dedicated listeners, we've got different kind of categories of listeners. There's the kind of person that listens to this show from beginning to end every single day. There's the kind of person who downloads a few shows a week, listens to beginning to end. There's the kind of
people
person
who tune in their radios as they're driving home and say, huh, what the heck are these guys talking about?
Right, somebody will listen for 15 minutes on a drive home or whatever. So there's different users. The different types of users for Free Talk Live. And so it's kind of a challenge of programming, essentially, for this show to appeal to as many of them as possible. Because we can't do a show like a podcast where we cover one topic from beginning to end for all 3 hours.
It's a broadcast, you know, not a narrowcast.
Yeah, getting in depth on, you know, one particular issue and expecting that everybody who's tuned in at the end was also tuned at the beginning. This is a radio show first and foremost, so we can't do things like that, like a podcast could. Because most podcast hosts know that their audience is mostly listening to the entire show. If you're a podcast listener, it means you can hit pause. Radio listeners don't have that luxury. So we have to continue to, you know, continually reset and say this is what we've been talking about and here's where we're going next, and etc. But Charles writes, he says, it just seems to me that we should all be pulling together and supporting each other's efforts if we want to achieve our common goal of liberty. I don't agree with all the activism that's done, but if it moves us in the right direction, I can put aside my objections.
Well, no, you don't believe that, Charles. You don't believe that. There are people that have come to the Free State Project that believe the best path to liberty is pulling out a AK-47 and shooting up politicians. Do you want to work together?
I don't want to work with those people.
No, I mean, like that's one thing, is you don't believe that either. Now, I get where you're coming from, and I tend to agree largely with where you're coming from. And, you know, in this circumstance, we made a judgment call. We may not even be right. I think we are, but we may not be.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. What is the purpose of this program? I understand why people are confused. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1 month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2 month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Oh, and the features on the site include our webcams. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all those things and do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Do you need camping gear for the Porcupine Freedom Festival? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get additional 5% off these low prices with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. I think it behooves us occasionally to have a discussion regarding this program and the purpose, the reason Free Talk Live exists. Because I think that there are reasons why people get confused, and I understand why. If you're in the liberty movement, as we are, because this isn't just a talk show, we're also activists at the same time. We actually get out there and we actually do things for freedom rather than just blab into a microphone. If you're hearing Free Talk Live, it's exciting. Wow. A liberty-minded talk radio program that is clearing on over 100 talk radio stations across the country. Wow, that's a big deal. Like, it took us a long time to get here, but that's something to look at and to be proud of as a liberty-minded person. I mean, it really shows that the ideas of liberty, and like the Ron Paul campaign shows us in a much larger fashion, but Ron Paul and Free Talk Live and John Stossel and all these things that are happening now that never happened a decade and a half ago, all these things are very good indicators, and it can be very exciting. And, of course, we also talk a lot about the Free State Project. They're a sponsor of the program. It's the reason we moved from Florida to New Hampshire, the three of us on this program, tonight. And so the Free State Project is an integral part of our lives. It's a part of why we're here. And so we're excited about the Free State Project. And so inevitably, if you're someone, as our emailer was, Charles, who's excited about the Free State Project, he just moved 6,000 miles here to New Hampshire from Hawaii, and if you're excited about liberty and you're excited about the Free State Project, you might think to yourself, like, wow, there's a show on the air that's on 100-plus radio stations. They're talking about liberty, and they're talking about the Free State Project. Well, they should talk about my political campaign, or they should talk about, you know, minutia going on in New Hampshire, because we need to do everything we can to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And that's where you get it wrong. Because Free Talk Live, as much as it might appear, is not actually about the ideas of liberty. Not first and foremost. Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. So if someone wants to call and talk about ice cream, there's no real pro-liberty viewpoint on ice cream. We could just talk about ice cream and what's tasty. And at one point, we went around here tonight and talked about our favorite ice creams. It's an open phone show. Any topic goes. There's a possibility we'll talk about relationships for, you know, 2 hours. That won't have anything to do with the ideas of liberty. We could talk about consumer issues. Okay, we could talk about financial independence, things like that. You were going
to
say?
Well, I was just going to say, if you listen to the original Free Talk Live from the early days, over time, I think that it's definitely got more political just because of moving up here and being so involved with it and hearing about it and witnessing it all the time. But if you listen to the old Free Talk Live, I mean, it really is just an open phone show. It's whatever the callers want to talk about in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, but you can understand how people would be confused,
yeah,
right? And I think that's really all the issue is here, is that this isn't the Free State Project show. It's not the show about New Hampshire and all of the activism and everything that's going on here. It's not that. And I can tell you that if it were that, we would not be on 10 radio stations. If I were programming a radio station in Abilene, Texas, for instance, where we're on Saturday nights on FM Talk, if I were programming a radio station in Abilene, Texas, and somebody sent me a demo of their show, and the first call out the gate is from somebody who's promoting their political campaign in, you know, boring Oregon, why would I take that program? What relevance would it have to my listening audience in Abilene, Texas?
Not much.
Yeah. So if that had been the way if we had allowed those sorts of calls at any point throughout this show's history, we would not have 100, not have 20, not have 10 radio affiliates. If we had 10, they'd all be in New Hampshire, and we don't have that many in New Hampshire. So probably wouldn't even be close to 10. So I hope that I hope that's been a, kind of a reality check, and I hope that I've explained it sufficiently at this point. Free Talk Live is first and foremost an entertainment talk radio general audience program that is designed for radio broadcasts across the country. Well, I'll take a station in Canada if I can get it, but I don't market to Canada because it's just a lot more difficult. But we're designed for international listenership.
We were actually signed up at one point to be on a station down in Trinidad and Tobago, but I don't think they actually ever got off the ground.
There were legal issues with the station. The partnership broke up down there. I just called that guy today because I've been following up with him for the last few years because he's kind of been in a struggle with the other part owner or whatever in court to see who's actually going to end up with possession of the radio station. But, yes, it's an international show. The ideas of liberty are an international concept. I mean, most human beings, I think, value freedom in their own life at the very least. And so it's a message that can resonate. And we talk about international issues, and we'll talk to you at 800-259-9231 as long as it's conversational, that a conversation that we can have. So I hope that that makes sense and that you can understand where we're coming from. And for those of you that do want to hear a radio show about New Hampshire and all of the things that are going on in New Hampshire, well, don't worry. We're actually designing one. So there will be an announcement about that at some point.
Sure, and it'll get on as many stations as it gets on, right?
I wouldn't expect it to get on any talk radio stations. It'll be on LRN.FM, and LRN.FM is on some pirate radio, micro radio, community radio stations. But as far as getting it on a licensed talk radio station, it's just not going to be built for that right out the gate. Anyway, so that is coming to you for those of you that are really jazzed about New Hampshire and the Free State Project and want to hear 3 hours of talk radio focusing on specifically New Hampshire. We will have that for you at some point. Presuming I can find enough people to get involved with it, because it's going to be like a multi-location kind of show with different hosts, and so it's in the production phase at this time. Let's talk to you about what you want. Fred, listening in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Ian, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Fred, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the transit guy that just got out of jail or prison for, I think he got 11 months. Is that what he got?
Yeah, he served 11 months of a 2-year sentence for murder.
Right.
Well, it wasn't murder. It was, what was it, involuntary manslaughter. Yeah.
Right. Accidental death, basically.
Yeah.
And so he got out early on good behavior, that type of thing, good time credits. And I didn't exactly catch your opinion of that. What, Ian, specifically, what was your take on that, him getting out early? You weren't happy with the 11 months, or what was
the... Well, I'm not somebody who believes in punitive aspects of the system. I think that people who hurt others should make them whole. And that has not happened at all. It wouldn't matter to me if this guy was in for 20 years. The victims aren't being made whole in this case. This man's family and his friends and business associates, the people that have had their lives uprooted and screwed with by this cop destroying their friend or their family member. I'll tell you what, we'll bring you back here in a moment and get the rest of the panel in on this. 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. At 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. And by the way, yet another point of clarification about this show and its purpose. Since its purpose is to, first and foremost, entertain, to keep an audience so that eventually they'll hear the ideas of liberty. That also, if your call is not very entertaining, it's not going to last as long as a call that is more entertaining. So there's also no guarantee for how long you get to stay on the air on this program either. I mean, could you imagine if we guaranteed somebody, if you call Free Talk Live, you'll get a solid 3 minutes to tell us whatever you want. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine the kind of calls
no.
that we would get in that case?
I just wanted to call in to tell you guys.
I mean, we've got people that call with voices that are very difficult to understand in some cases, or you know, they're incoherent or just awful.
Rambling. I mean, you have to carry on a conversation to keep things going.
Yeah. So there are certain rules that do apply to this program. 800-259-9231. And to anyone that would critique us for these rules, I say good luck. Start your own show. And see if it works out for you. See if having the rules you want to have on your show will translate into having a successful, commercially successful radio program. I can tell you, you don't have to have commercial success to be on the radio. I was just talking with my radio friend Valerie Silver down in Bradenton, Florida today. And we're hopefully going to have some good news about a new station. Well, it's not really new, but it'll kind of be new.
Should be carrying us again.
Yeah, should be carrying us looking at overnights. It's not
official
yet, though.
It's like the fourth or fifth time she's carried us.
But we used to be on her station way back in the day in Sarasota, a different station she was managing at the time. And there was this guy who was, you know, the nicest guy. His name was Marty. Remember Marty?
I'm not going to claim to have remember Marty, no.
Really?
Oh, I remember him. I'm just not going to claim to. I feel so bad for Marty. Like, Marty tried really hard to do a show, and like his show at time, you know... Usually the guests carried the show.
It was like putting an autistic boy on the radio. And why was Marty allowed on the air? He never would have been allowed on the air at any radio that was seeking commercial success from as far as like a ratings advertiser standpoint. But this particular station would take anybody who could breathe and sign a check and put them on the air.
They didn't need to breathe. They just needed to sign the check.
Yeah. And
you know, and I don't know how to say this, what I'm saying here with love, in the way that I'd love to be able to do that. But what you've said is true. Marty ran a horrible radio show.
He didn't even understand how to talk into a microphone. Yeah, it was like he was over here talking to somebody, and was, you know, like 15 feet away. It was just horrible. Just horrible. I tried to give the guy tips, like when I would come in, because we were on after him back in the day, and I would try gently to, you know, suggest maybe you want to talk right into the microphone. Look, Marty, when you're talking to your guests, you want to position your microphone so when you turn, so that way you don't have to turn your head away when you're talking to them to look at them in the eyes. It's just like basic stuff that he wasn't getting. So, yeah, we do have a little bit of we have standards on this program as far as the listenability of this show, because we want people to listen. And inevitably, they will hear the ideas of liberty as they listen to a show that hopefully they're entertained by. But if your show's not entertaining, ain't nobody going to hear your ideas of freedom, right?
Makes sense.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Fred, I think, is still with us in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you called in about the BART cop who murdered a man in San Francisco, the Bay Area Transit Authority. And he shot this guy in the back while they had him handcuffed on the ground, surrounded by the police, yet he still felt the need to blast this man and kill him. They let him out of jail after 11 months on a two-year sentence, and you asked how I felt about it. And my answer is that I am not somebody who's a fan of punitive jail sentences. I think that we need to have restitution as a sentence in this country, to where
restitution's a tough issue when it comes to murder, because you can't really make someone.
How do you put a price on life?
Put a bullet in their head whole, but
obviously,
you know, there are people that are harmed by this.
I would say that the system that we have right now is almost the opposite of making someone whole, because in addition to you taking someone away from them and not getting any sort of compensation, it's also costing you money to keep them alive.
The victim has to pay tax money to keep their own the victimizer in jail.
And it is not cheap.
They're victimized twice.
Fred, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, that's exactly dovetails into what I want to talk about. I think a better system is a combination of punitive and a restitution type of sentence, depending on the crime. If you actually have a victim with a victim that had a loss, either financial or was assaulted, I don't think it would be a good idea to completely do away with a penalty.
I agree with you. Let me clarify. Because okay. I think that depending on the circumstance, I think that each case needs to be judged individually, and I think having, you know, some sort of one-size-fits-all law is silly, because then it just pigeonholes people into, you know, square pegs and round holes and such, and that's no good. I think that each case needs to be looked at individually. So if, for instance, you actually have a case of, like, a real involuntary manslaughter case where something happened, an accident happened, somebody got killed, you've got an upstanding member of society who otherwise is incredibly regretful for what he or she has accidentally done, that's the kind of person that doesn't deserve to sit in a cage. But if you've got like a Charlie Manson or a Jeffrey Dahmer, somebody who is completely unapologetic for what it is they've done, somebody who doesn't care about human life, who's not interested in, you know, making good or whatever, yeah, I got no problem putting some, you know, vicious killer in a cage. Because they can pay restitution from the inside of that cage, doing whatever work that they can do in there.
Right, and what you're talking about, I think, is something more into the future. I think that it's difficult for people to imagine a world where people don't get punished for crimes, you know, punished in sort of a traditional penitentiary kind of manner, you know, for crimes. But I do think that those people, while they're in jail, at the very least, can do things to make their victims whole.
Well, can I comment a little further?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I happen to be a parole probation agent in the state of Michigan, and the way things work in the state of Michigan is that we have a system where we actually have a law called the Crime Victims' Rights Act that was instituted about 20 years ago in the state of Michigan, which gave victims of crimes certain rights. And one of the rights is to actually address the court at sentencing for felony cases where they are the named victim, whether it be an assault or a property crime. And then further, that they have an opportunity to request restitution for any losses that they may have incurred. For instance, if they had a vehicle stolen and damaged, then they could request restitution for to replace the cost of that vehicle and so forth. But I think you also have to, or it's important to at least have the option to take somebody's liberty away from them. Otherwise, there's no incentive for criminals not to commit crimes is if the only penalty is, well, if I get caught, I just have to pay back. No.
It's not just paying someone back. It's paying somebody back plus a percentage, you know, plus some sort of
punitive damage.
Yes, something.
Okay, well,
That in and of itself is a sentence, right? I mean, when you sign a piece of paper that says, I'll pay this mortgage, you spend X amount of your life paying that mortgage, right?
Well, what we have in a system in place is not really in the criminal justice system for punitive damage so much as a civil. You can take civil action against an individual for damage that they may have harmed. For instance, the family of the victim in the Bart case has filed a civil suit against that individual person that killed that person, the Bart cop. He was going to have to answer in a civil court, and they're going to look for monetary damage. And I'm just fashion a guess that there will probably be a settlement out of court, or they'll get some money in a civil court. Now, I think it's important to ask the victims or the victim's family what they would like to see happen to a perpetrator.
That's fine, but frequently
I always wonder about this because when it comes to victims and what their desires are, in certain cases, victims aren't going to be happy if the person is killed, that they're cut into little pieces, they're burned, their ashes are spread in the four corners of the earth. And is that really justice?
Right, because the victims are likely to want to see revenge, and I agree with Mark that the revenge situation isn't necessarily just. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. You may bring up what you like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, join us as an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking you for. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You can still enjoy the website for free. Download the archives, do the chat room, whatever you want. The site is free. So if you appreciate that, you appreciate the show, then you can show your appreciation by amping at amp.freetalklive.com with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. It allows you to get behind the show financially, help us do things like reach out to new talk radio stations and bring more on board listeners from the internet, outreach to them through things like Google AdWords or Facebook advertising. So you can help us with that and help bring new people to the ideas of freedom when you go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more details. Get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's continue with this discussion, because I think it's an important one, about justice and what it means. Is it justice when somebody hurts your family member in some way? Let's say it's not murder, but let's just say, you know, they hurt them.
Murder's a tough issue. There's no doubt. And it's the one that everyone goes to, and I think that there needs to be, you know, special punishments for things like that.
Is it justice to have eye for an eye?
Some people would say so.
There's a very popular viewpoint.
There's a recent case where in Iran, I guess a guy threw some acid into the face of a girl who turned down his marriage proposal and blinded her for life and made what was a very attractive woman into a less than attractive woman and blinded her. And what she wanted, and according to Iranian law, was to be able to basically to have a doctor drop acid into this dude's eyes. And,
right. You
know, it's difficult for me to sit here and say that I find that to be repugnant. Because I kind of feel for the girl. I feel for the girl. I do. I
certainly
do.
Don't feel bad for for the guy getting at. Yeah. If that's the punishments he gets, I don't have any sympathy for him.
I don't have sympathy for him specifically because he's a bad man. But I do feel bad from the perspective that an eye for an eye, and I know it sounds cliche, but an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. If continuing the cycle of violence is not justice, that's continuing destruction.
Right.
Justice is about making someone as whole as possible after they have been wronged.
And it's sad that people think that this is the best way to solve things. In fact, in this case, an eye for an eye really does make the whole world blind, at least in these two people's case. And you would think that this girl would be better served, and I don't know if Iranian law allows this, and I suspect it doesn't, but that this guy make a payment to her on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
I mean, wouldn't the punishment, be greater on this guy? Look, you're going to pay this girl $2,000 a month every single month for the rest of your life. And if you don't do it, you're going to prison.
Correct.
And then he has the choice of choosing. And then when you go to prison, the money you get paid for turning big rocks into little rocks, that money's going to that girl.
Yeah, at least
all of it.
Right. At least if he stays out of prison and he makes the payments, then he still has some level of freedom. He can still have some level of enjoyment in his life. She's getting some kind of restitution. And it's at least as much of a net positive as you can possibly have out of such a nasty situation.
Sure. I mean, you know that her earning potential has been diminished by the fact that she no longer can see.
Right. And so the same thing would apply to him. If you go ahead and make him blind, then his earning potential has been diminished at that point.
Well, his earning potential would be diminished anyway if he has a $2,000 VIG on him every year.
No. But what I mean is his productivity in the marketplace, his potential to create, his potential to be of value has been significantly diminished. So you've actually removed more value from the world. When somebody gets hurt, when somebody gets killed in some sort of a violent action, their value, that whatever it is that they were adding to the market, to the world, their services that they were providing, the product that they might have been creating, that's been cut out entirely or severely diminished. And all of the people that are connected to that person who had relied on them for showing up at work on time or for taking care of their family or for taking care of the kids or whatever their responsibilities were, they can't handle those responsibilities anymore. So somebody else has to step up and fill that role. And if the idea is that to have justice, that you're going to do the same thing, the same violent act back to the person who originally did the violence, then you've taken that person's productivity out of the world. You've taken that person's connections out. You've destroyed their livelihood and their family, and it's just more destruction. It's just a cycle of violence and the cycle of destruction, and that's in no way beneficial overall to all of humanity, and it doesn't benefit the victim either, because as you said, even if you do the most horrendous thing to this individual, this violent person, if you do, cut their balls
off or
whatever.
She's going to be just as angry at him after she drops acid
right.
in his eyes if she actually got the opportunity to do it. And I think
she
that
still
she's
can't
not.
See after
right.
that.
She's going to be just as mad at him, and it's not going to fill that hole in her heart. I understand she's got it. I've got that. I'm
hate
clear.
Hurts the hater, right?
But it does. Hate eats you up.
Yeah.
It's just eats you up. And there's a lot of people. I mean, first off, let's understand that when we're talking about the judicial system, you're talking about mostly people that are in for nonviolent drug crimes. It's like half of them, right, Julia?
It's over half.
Over half in for those.
Nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're talking about people that are carrying guns that, for whatever reason, they don't want them carrying guns. You're talking about people that have stolen things. And I'm not saying that people should be able to get away with stealing things. I'm just saying that somebody who's stealing something hasn't actually harmed physically another person. And, maybe the best thing for them to do is to work it off in a punitive amount. I don't mean if they steal your $5,000 car that they've got to write you a check for $5,000. What I mean is if they steal your $5,000 car, they've got to, get you a new car, a replacement value. They've got to work off the time that you lost at work and all these things, the punitive damages, plus just a certain amount for having been a jerk and stealing something. And I think that these systems could work significantly better.
Right. In fact,
by the way, that would probably be 90% to 95%. I'm just guessing. I'm just poking at it here of the prison population. Don't forget
right,
that many
aren't.
Of the people that are considered violent in the prison population are there because of the drug war. And if you eliminated that, then perhaps they would never have done it.
Or even the people that are violent, it was in many cases a heat of passion. It wasn't necessarily a pre-thought.
I don't know what you're going to do about that.
Crime.
I mean, if a guy kills his wife. It's not like you should just walk away from it.
No, no, no. I don't think that that somebody should walk away from it. But let's talk more about the deterrent aspect of this in a moment. But first, take your phone calls and go to Mike listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Mike. Mike in Norfolk.
Very interesting conversation.
Welcome, sir.
From this standpoint, you show a great deal of logic in trying to reason out what is fair and just until you get to the point about murder. And I think the basic reason for that, where you have such difficulty on murder, is because Christian, biblical, Judeo-Christian point of view on which our laws are based, or should have been based, let's put it that way, not in actual practice now, but that basis assumes that there is a God, and I think your panel assumes that there is no God. Is that right?
No, sir.
No, I believe there's a God.
I do
not. You do?
Yep.
Julia,
I just don't believe that the guy in the Bible is him.
This panel disagrees on that particular point. I'm more of Mark's particular viewpoint, but Julia does not believe in
him. Well, I don't believe. I don't give it any thought. I don't care.
I don't believe in a daddy God, but I believe that everything is God. I'm a panentheist.
Okay, well, here's the point. If God is the creator, then he is the one that suffers a loss when he loses one of his victims, one of his creatures to murder. And therefore, he is the one that has to be made whole. And, of course, the Judeo-Christian point of view says that he demands that there be life for life. That's how he's made whole.
Excuse me, but from the Christian perspective, there's a certain commandment that says thou shalt not kill.
And I thought Jesus came to fulfill the law. Right? And actually, the commandment is thou shalt not murder, and so you're wrong.
Is that right? That's I learned right. It was thou shalt not kill when I was growing up.
Fine. You learned the wrong version. It's thou shalt not murder. But in fact, Jesus came to fulfill the law, so isn't that law fulfilled?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
So here it is. The fact is that the Bible is some stuff some people wrote down. You can say that it was inspired by God if that's what you want to do, but I'm not going to choose to say that. So I'd like to address the issue of murder from a logical standpoint, and if you've got that, I'm willing to hear it, but not from the standpoint of what the Bible, what some 3,000-year-old document says.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. According to Wikipedia, it's the you shall not kill / murder. So there's different versions of it out there. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want.
The Bible
want.
Wasn't written in English.
Hour number 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live. I still think it's a bad idea to kill people.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.